So to begin this empathy exercise, let's just start with a few deep breaths. Inhaling deeply, breathing out long and slow. Just bringing the attention inward and feeling the lungs fully expand on the inhale. Fall back on the exhale. Just sensing these deeper diaphragmatic breaths. And now go ahead and bring to mind someone that feels a little challenging for you, someone you feel some disconnection with. Maybe bringing to mind a situation you had with this person where you felt like a little frustrated or disconnected. Just bringing to mind the situation and just seeing the person's face in your mind's eye. And just noticing how tight or deflected or frustrated engaging with this person makes you feel sometimes. And then now we're going to go through a 5-step empathy process to be able to be in relationship with this person a little more easily. And so step one is cognitive empathy. And really just put yourself in this person's shoes. Just kind of put yourself in their shoes and just see how they're viewing you or life or the situation you disagree on from their perspective. You don't need to agree with how they think. You don't need to excuse any of their poor behavior or excuse if they hurt you a little bit. But this is more just a cognitive exercise of just trying to understand how the world looks to them. And just understanding their perspective and experience. And just making space for allowing their experience to be as it is. Step two is emotional empathy. And it's to touch that place in you that knows what they're feeling. Like if they're feeling a little hurt by you or disconnected from you or kind of have more rigid views about the world or something, just feeling for yourself like what that feels like. Like you felt some of that before, like when you're not quite connecting or relating to someone else. And just this emotional empathy part is to just feel a little bit what this other person's feeling. You don't want to overwhelm yourself, just feel a little bit of it. Just touching that place in you that knows this human feeling. And then step three is self-care. Really asking yourself, like, what do I need in relating to this person so I can stay connected to the humanity in them? What do I need in myself? Do I need some self-compassion for kind of how hard it is for me to kind of field this person's energy or their worldviews or their treatment of me? Do I need to really have discernment and really feel a little separation from how this person feels and thinks, and really remind myself how I am in a different worldview? Or do I need to just accept that bad things happen in life, or drop any responsibility that I need to help them or fix some situation? Or maybe to accept that I can't be totally open to this person right now, and that's okay. But maybe later I can. So on this third step of self-care, just really asking yourself the question, like, for me to stay connected to the humanity in this other person, like to really see them as a human being, what do I need to take care of in myself? What needs do I have here? Maybe even just touching your chest with tenderness or warmth, or your leg, and just saying, ah, yeah, it is a little hard for me to relate to this person. They are a little triggering at times. And to just be kind and gentle with yourself. Give yourself what you need. And step four is affection. The step kind of encompasses both respect and warmth and affection. And so to really have empathy for another person, we don't want to pity them or look down on them. We more want to just kind of honor or acknowledge or respect or accept their path in this life. Like, we might not necessarily agree with them, but if there's any way you can kind of see some of their strengths, respect them in the midst of the pain they carry in life, we want to do that here. And then also opening your heart. If you can at all. Like, seeing if you can feel any affection or warmth for aspects of this person. Again, this doesn't condone any ways they've mistreated you or others. but it's holding the complexity of human connection and relationship, that you can feel affection or warmth and respect for aspects of people. And having empathy for their pain. And then step five of empathy for another is thinking of an empathic response, like something you can say that validates their experience. So you can imagine mentally whispering to them, like, I feel for you, or that sucks that you've had to go through that, or I see how hard that thing's been, and you're not alone, like I'm here on this journey with you. And so just, if there's anything that feels authentic or true that you can do in response. And just kind of mentally whisper to this person, yeah, I feel ya. I know that part of what you're going through is a lot. And these are the five steps of empathizing with someone else. So just cognitively put yourself in their shoes. Emotionally feel a little bit what they're feeling. Self-care, really seeing what you need to stay connected to the humanity in them. Generating any kind of respect or warmth you can. And then thinking of an empathic kind of validating response. And then now we'll bring this exercise to a close. Just finishing with a few deep breaths, really inhaling deeply. Breathing out long and slow. And we're finished.